This poem is for all the country and western fans. It's about one of the greatest country artists who ever lived, Johnny Cash. And it's called Johnny Cash. And the Lord spake unto my mam sometime in the 1970s, and ye, he said, every home wherein there dwells a teenager shall also have a record player. And this despite a previous unhappy experience when they bought me, at the age of 4, a copy of Hippy Hippy Shake by the Swinging Blue Jeans, borrowed a dance set, then had to endure endless afternoons of the same disc spun over and over, relieved only by Lonnie Donegan's skiffle classic My Old Man's a Dustman for an hour or two. I've thought of those days lately, while sitting with my nieces aged 5 and 3 as they watch Toy Story on video for the 37th time, and I've thought of the Barnes household in 1990, where for 6 months all activity was accompanied by the strains of Aled Jones. We're walking in the air, issuing from the VCR, the snowman, an ill-considered Christmas gift for the boy Ivan. The record player was soon regretted too. It looked innocuous enough, a GEC with wood-finished surround and speakers, and a lift-off plastic lid that doubled as a prison cell for cats and other small mammals. Soon, though, the house began to fill with Led Zeppelin records. Yes, for Christ's sake, and even Atomic Rooster. Though never, never, ever Genesis. The very next birthday, I received a pair of stereo headphones so that I can twitch and flick to Interstellar Overdrive alone at any time of day. But this was not enough for Ruby Shirley Turnbull. She retaliated by buying 2 Johnny Cash records and a Jim Reeves double album, then refusing to learn how to work the deck. Holiday afternoons I'd just be slipping The Dark Side of the Moon onto the turntable, and she'd appear at the living room door. Don't be putting that rubbish on, let's have Johnny Cash, she'd say. We'd have a row, she'd win, I'd set the disc up and she'd go and peel carrots. In the kitchen, where she couldn't hear it. I used to hate country and western so much, like, it made me ears bleed. Years later, though, I heard Folsom Prison Blues coming out of my bedsit radio. Oh, crap, I thought. He says more about life in one song than John Anderson could in a career's worth of turgid gatefold concept albums, and this is sharper and funnier than anything the pink, joyless, bloody Floyd ever managed to produce. I tried to imagine Cash at a Led Zeppelin gig. Hey there, boy. The song seems to remain the same for about 20 minutes now, and if it don't change soon, I'm going to ram that violin bow up your ass, sideways. And Jimmy Page may have been as hard as nails when faced with a 26-inch Ferguson and a hotel window. But I suspect he'd have shuffled off stage a broken man at this remonstration. Which leads me to the sad conclusion, as so often in my life, that all that adolescent self-assertion was in vain. Me mam was right again. My name is Sue. How do you do? My name is Tim, Johnny, and things are looking grim. Thank you.